This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. The United States House of Representatives overwhelmingly voted to provide a total of $95 billion in foreign aid over the weekend. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has more.
The bill contains $60 billion in aid for Kyiv now in its third year of war with Moscow. It includes $26 billion for Israel's war effort against Hamas, as well as humanitarian aid for civilians in conflict zones like Gaza. And another $8 billion for the Indo-Pacific region, where Taiwan continues readiness exercises should China invade. The legislation now moves to the Senate, where a vote should come early this week, advancing the measure to U.S. President Joe Biden's desk for his signature. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
The head of Israel's military intelligence directorate has resigned over Hamas's October 7th attack on Israel. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Major General Aharon Haliva, the head of Israel's military intelligence, becomes the first senior Israeli figure to step down over the failure surrounding Hamas's attack. It could set the stage for more resignations. Haliva said in October that he shouldered the blame for not preventing the attack, which broke through Israel's vaunted defenses. The Israeli military said in a statement Monday that the military chief of staff accepted Haliva's request to resign and thanked him for his service. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Two climate monitors say that Europe is increasingly enduring heat so bad that people's health is suffering as global warming makes summers hotter and deadlier on the continent. Three people are dead and 11 others missing following storms that battered southern China, state media says, with tens of thousands evacuated. This is VOA News. Opening statements are expected on Monday in former U.S. President Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Among the prosecution witnesses, a porn star, a Playboy model, a tabloid publisher, and Trump's former fixer-turned-foe, Michael Cohen. He went to prison after pleading guilty to campaign finance violations relating to the hush money arrangements. Cohen paid porn star Stormy Daniels $130,000 to keep quiet about what she says was a sexual encounter with Trump years earlier. The former president denies having sex with her and denies charges of falsifying business records to keep stories about his sex life secret. Trump calls the case a political witch hunt to hurt his campaign. Julie Walker, New York.
Haitians are scrambling to survive as they seek food, water, and safety with gang violence choking the capital. AP correspondent Karen Chamez reports.
In Port-au-Prince, life has become a game of survival, pushing Haitians to new limits. As residents scramble to stay safe and alive, gangs overwhelm the police and the government remains largely absent. Gangs that control an estimated 80% of Port-au-Prince launched coordinated attacks on February the 29th, targeting critical state infrastructure. They set fire to police stations, shot up the airport, and stormed into Haiti's two biggest prisons, releasing more than 4,000 inmates. More than 95,000 people have fled the capital in 1 month alone as gangs raid communities, torching homes and killing people in territories controlled by their rivals. I'm Karen Chamas.
And in other world news headlines, Beijing calls reports about 23 Chinese swimmers testing positive for a banned substance ahead of the Tokyo Olympics in 2021. Well, they're calling that fake news. Investigators arrest three German nationals in western Germany on suspicion of spying for China by gathering information on technology that could be used for military purposes, prosecutors say. Turkish President Recep Erdogan arrives in neighboring Iraq for his first state visit in years, with water, oil, and regional security issues expected to top the agenda. A solid majority of Ecuadorian voters on Sunday approved the extradition to the United States of organized crime bosses in a referendum on measures against drug trafficking and gangs, the Electoral Council says. And Jewish people mark the start of Passover. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.